Christians are executed in Indonesia. Outreach is being affected. National churches are taking the gospel to the world, and the AIDS orphan population is skyrocketing in Uganda. Christians are seeking answers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands mourned the execution of three Christians in Indonesia in a long burial procession Sunday. Their deaths touched off rioting as human rights groups called the trial a sham. The three were convicted of leading a Christian militia in a series of attacks against Muslims in May 2000. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman.
There was really no direct evidence that they actually were the masterminds or participated in the killing. And as a result, there's been a lot of disappointment from human rights organizations around the world. Even the Pope himself intervened in this situation, and the original executions were put off from the summer, and then just last week, these three men were put to death.
Musselman says rather than make people run from Christ, persecution often does the opposite.
If there's such a hatred towards the church, there must be something more to this. And then people that were kind of on the fence in terms of their walk with the Lord all of a sudden say, you know what, I need to be totally committed to this because I could die. So as a result, there have been incredible ministry opportunities for the local churches.
Next, the primary need of the church throughout Russia and Ukraine is trained pastors and church leaders. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says they just saw a five-year project's end that will do just that for them. They just dedicated a new seminary building in Irpin, Ukraine.
It's got several wings to it, and it's at least two floors, I believe. It really is going to make the outreach of the seminary a lot more effective because, I mean, they're just going to have the space to not only serve the present students well, and the current enrollment, I think, expected this year is about 237.
Almost doubling the number of students, says Griffith. They're selected by their local church leadership and arrive eager to learn, and the leadership, eager for the future.
They celebrated not only the 15th anniversary of the seminary, but also dedicated this new building. It's just really an exciting development, and we're just praising God that this has finally come to a successful conclusion with this dedication.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The AIDS pandemic, unreached people groups, under-equipped church leaders. The worldwide church faces some big issues. But SIM's international director, Malcolm McGregor, says the church also faces a new paradigm of missions. The modern missions movement has been successful, he says, because
there is a live church in Africa. There is a live church in South America. There is a live and growing church in many parts of Asia. And these churches now are engaging in mission themselves. And so it's not a sense of the West to the rest, but, you know, a sense of God's church all over the world seeking to seek out those who are unreached and share the gospel with them.
As the global church responds to the big issues, McGregor says we still need each other.
The church here in this part of the world, in the United States, in Europe, still has a huge role to play, and people still need to step up to the plate and to be involved and to be part of that journey.
Meanwhile, a City Team Ministries partner in Ethiopia recently delivered bicycles for their church planters. The impact of the gift? One church planter explained that before he received the bike, he would often walk 15 kilometers each way to visit a particular village where he was planting a church. With tears rolling down his face, he expressed gratitude for providing him a way to quickly make his trip. Pray that God continues to use these bicycles to increase the efficiency of many church planters. And recent estimates place the AIDS orphan numbers in Uganda at more than 13 million kids. In response, Global Aid Network partners with Noah's Ark Children's Home, a Christian-led home for orphans and abandoned children. Because Gain USA is trying to share their vision for outreach in the country, they're taking a team in November for a hands-on opportunity. They'll also be evangelizing nearby villages with a Jesus film and working with local schools. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.